אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My next guest is חנה שובלי from Melbourne. שלום חנה.
שלום עמית, thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. חנה, you are currently involved with few voluntary roles in the Jewish community here. One is your own initiative, and the other is your involvement with Courage to Care. And you'll tell us everything, but before that, how long have you been living in Australia?
I came to Australia 44 years ago, which is more time that I've been in Australia than in Israel. Until about 7 years ago, I was a bank manager, and then I retired from full-time work, but I didn't retire from life. So I'm very, very involved with VITSO. I volunteer in Courage to Care, and I dance and teach Israeli dancing, and in my void time I do other stuff as well.
Okay, you mentioned Courage to Care. It's a non-for-profit organization.
Yes.
What exactly do you do there, and what is Courage to Care?
So Courage to Care started over 30 years ago as a sub organization for Bnei Brit, but it's not a Jewish organization. It's an organization that is supported or funded partially by the government, by the Victorian government, the Ministry of Education. And we go to schools, whether it's primary schools or senior schools, and we teach the kids to transform a bystander behavior to an upstander behavior. So we talk about bullying, we talk about discrimination, we talk about how stereotypes lead to prejudice and lead to discrimination. We talk about racism. We always bring with us a speaker, a survivor from the Holocaust, and then we talk about other stuff. So we talk to them, we're giving them some tools of what they can do safely against any bullying or any racism or any discrimination. So they actually get the tools.
So they are getting the tools. You are providing them with what they need. But the big question is if they really use those tools, and then we see the results.
So they do, and I'll tell you what, this is exactly what we're trying to do, is to educate the younger generation, because the older generation, it's already a lost case. So what my challenge to them is always like that. Are you actually believing everything that you see? We talk about the circle of influence. So we talk who's influencing your thoughts. So from the time that you're born, your family, your friends, the school, and today social media, and I challenge them and I say, do you believe everything that you read, or you say to yourself, hang on, let's investigate. So it's a change of thinking, rather than to just feed them. It's to teach them. Exactly. And they get it. They get it. And you know, from a class of 25, if we can say 10 of them will take and apply it, we won.
And it's not a Jewish organization and non-for-profit.
It's a non-Jewish organization. We have Christians. Unfortunately, we don't have any Muslims. We've got Hindus that are facilitating. So, yeah, I mean, the CEO is not Jewish.
Well, everyone is welcome anyway.
Everyone is welcome. You can Google Courage to Care Victoria, and you've got all the information there if you want to volunteer or do everything.
Thanks for the information. Now let's talk about your little project, and it's about translating news clips, interviews, or any other news items coming from Israel,
yes,
from Hebrew to English, so the rest of the world can see and understand what is actually happening in Israel,
yes,
nowadays. But your translation work didn't start here. You have
That's
been
right.
doing this for quite some time now.
Yes. So since I came to Australia, you know, you develop friendship with people that don't speak Hebrew, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. And I always try to bring the culture and translate. For example, when I started dancing and teaching Israeli dancing, I've got projects that are called the words behind the dances. So to take a song, the background of that song, translating it, editing the movie with translation in it, and the dance itself, so the people that are dancing can actually understand what we're dancing about.
So the song is in Hebrew, but you're translating it to English and putting subtitles in English.
Yes, so subtitles, yes.
Okay.
So it started with that, and then the 7th of October came, and I decided that besides going to you know, rallies for the hostages and doing some stuff and speaking to whoever I can. I decided to start the project of Israel Human Faces, and it's purely clips or videos or shows that I download from the Israeli TV, and I translate them and edit the movie with the English translation. And it's mainly about the hostages' stories, about no politics, nothing to do with politics, purely to show Israel's human faces.
And so just to get it right, you're downloading news items from Israel.
So shows in the news, if there's an article in the news that is about a return hostage that is telling their stories.
Okay.
So something like that. So I can cut, you know, the actual clip that they talk. And then I edit it with English subtitles on it.
Do you get any good feedback about your work?
I get really good feedback. I've got 400 people in my WhatsApp group, but not all of them are active. So some of them are active through Vito. It's distributed in the States, in Europe, and in South Africa. I also upload it to my own Facebook, which is Hana Shovali. You know, one word. And I also upload it to some of the Christians organizations on Facebook. So the feedback that I get is really a good feedback, that it's a holy labor.
Hana, why are you doing this?
For me, it's something that actually heals me inside, because I know that I'm doing something worthwhile.
But it does take a lot of time, does it?
It takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of strength to actually block my emotions when I actually do it, because otherwise I'll just fall down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, after the 7th of October, for 2 weeks, honestly, like, I sat at home and I just didn't know what was going on. I was broken, and then I got up and I said, no, something needs to be done. You know, people need to know. And, you know, the connection to Courage to Care is, again, are you believing what you see in the media? Are you believing what, you know, what you see in Instagram, what you see on Facebook? You know, the Israel is an apartheid. So I'm doing my little bit for the ones that are willing to listen. Unfortunately, you know, you can. And again, you know, I believe that the majority, the silent majority, are the people that either couldn't give a hoot about it, about what's happening, just leave us alone, or really believe Israel. You know, it's always the minority that is screaming the loudest that you actually see.
Hana Shovali from Melbourne, thank you so much for sharing with us some of your initiatives and also about your work in Courage to Care. Thank you.
My pleasure.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.